1996, Robert Millis, a musician from Seattle, took a trip to Nepal. He did some Himalayan trekking, saw snake charmers, and praying monks. He also listened to the radio.
It's an interesting window into that moment in time and in a place you are.
That love inspired Millis to capture the sounds of his trip to Nepal. Back in the U.S., he met someone who shared his passion for radio, Alan Bishop. Bishop did some recording of his own in Morocco in the early 80s, using a dual radio cassette recorder to make edits of local radio stations. To him, radio broadcasts create a music of their own.
It's really an instrument, you know, and in a sense it's an electronic instrument and somewhat underrated these days.
The pair met others who also love travel, radio, and field recordings. The small collective began sharing material with one another, and it wasn't long before they started thinking of ways to share the sound with a broader audience. In 2003, Bishop formed a record label, Sublime Frequencies.
There's nobody really there to take on the amount of material we wanted to get people to hear, so we just had to do it ourselves.
That material includes anything from traditional folk sounds, seeping in over shortwave signals, to Brazilian bossa nova ballads heard next to Javanese FM announcers. These sounds are put together in montages that take the listener on a journey to faraway destinations.
That is the music of my country.
Marcus Boone is an English professor at York University. He says listening to the label's music makes him feel like he's right there with the traveler.
I think it's actually finally a much more honest presentation of what the soundscape in a place like Jakarta actually is when you move across the radio dial.
But the music you hear in the streets or blaring from the cassette shops, it's all around you, you know, when you travel. And you learn more by hanging out with people on the streets and going to their homes and their shops and hearing what they hear. To us, these forms of music are just as important as the kinds that Smithsonian or others have ignored.
That's Mark Gerges. He's a longtime member of the collective and the son of an Iraqi immigrant in Detroit. His heritage inspired him to create his compilation for the label. Because he couldn't actually go to Iraq in 2005, he used music he bought in Syria and Germany to highlight chubi, a popular style of Iraqi folk music. But critics have raised ethical concerns about ownership of the recordings. Bishop stands by the label's work. He says it's more about the project as a whole than the individual pieces used.
It's more of a collage piece to promote an area of sound than it is for the benefit of an individual or an artist or a radio station.
The members of Sublime Frequencies hope their listeners take away a do-it-yourself message from the music. You could rely on experts to create an experience for you, or you can make your own journey of music, sounds, and culture. For Intern Edition, I'm Mike Cosentino.